to have you with us today, those of you that are visiting. And we're glad that everybody's here from the congregation that's here. And we trust and we pray that God will bless us in this service. I hope that you're enjoying already being at O'Neill. We want you to enjoy worship. God is the Spirit, and they that worship Him must worship Him in spirit and in truth with your whole heart. Now, Brandley is over here. Boy, she's looking at me right closely there. Bless her heart. When I get discouraged, I just look over at her. And she'll smile. I tell you, it's wonderful to have these small children to encourage you. We're glad you're here. Hope you have a good and wonderful weekend. Memorial Day. And I got a telephone call yesterday from Jerry Skowski. They were out in Arkansas. Then I talked to them again this morning. Now they're over in Missouri. I said, where are you going? Well, they said, we're just traveling around. Just going different places. I said, well, have a good time. We miss you, like we'll miss a lot of others. But certainly we want everybody to enjoy every day and every opportunity that we have. We have visitors, and boy, we're really glad you're here. Ken, we appreciate the good prayer this morning. Matthew did a good job in the reading of the scriptures. And Steve is leading our singing. Steve's a good song leader, and we appreciate him. Along with Glenn. Now, Glenn welcomed everybody today. And Glenn, bless your heart, you elders. We appreciate y'all. You and Tommy. And let's see, there's Jeff too, all right? And we're just thankful for all of you brethren who are working and serving in the kingdom of God. I want to preach this morning about a subject that's called Lest We Forget. On the day when we're thankful, oh, are we thankful that we can live in America? And surely, when we look at these pictures and pictures of actually the remembrance that's placed upon these tombstones, surely we're grateful to God, grateful for men and women who've given their lives to protect our country. And you know, I guess you've heard this before, God of our fathers, known of old, Lord of our far-flung battle line, beneath whose awful hand we hold dominion over palm and pine. Lord God of hosts, be with us yet, lest we forget, lest we forget. And there is a song that's called God of Our Fathers. It was written to celebrate the 100th birthday of the United States of America in 1876. It was written by Daniel C. Roberts. God of our fathers, whose almighty hand leads forth in beauty all the starry band of shining worlds and splendor through the skies, our grateful songs before thy throne arise. Thy love divine hath led us in the past. In this free land, by thee our lot is cast. Be thou our ruler, guardian, guide, and stay. Thy word our law, thy paths our chosen ways. From war's alarms, from deadly pestilence, be thy strong arm over ever sure defense. Thy true religion in our hearts increase. Thy bounteous goodness nourish us in peace. Refresh thy people on their toilsome way. Lead us from night to ever never-ending day. Fill all of our lives with love and grace divine, and glory, laud, and praise be ever thine. We are truly thankful, grateful to God for all the wonderful blessings that we have. Matt read to you from Deuteronomy 4, where God speaks, and listen what He has to say. He says, for what nation is there so great, who hath God so near unto them, as the Lord our God is in all things that we call upon Him for? I ask you this morning, what nation is so great as one of which Moses is writing concerning the children of God? And what nation is there so great that hath statutes and judgment so righteous as all this law which I set before you this day? God's law is the means of bringing about nations and making them great in His sight. Only, God says, only take heed to thyself and keep thy soul diligently. Pay attention to what I have to say is what God is saying. Only take heed to yourself. Keep your soul diligently. Why, God? Lest thou forget the things which thine eyes have seen, and lest they depart from thy heart all the days of thy life. But teach them thy sons and thy sons' sons. What does God say? To have a nation great, that nation must practice righteousness. To have a nation to continue in God's grace and goodness is for that nation to teach their children, their sons, their grandsons, their great-grandsons, their children, that God is the true and the living God. Lest thou forget. How easy it is for us to forget. Forget sometimes birthdays. Forget sometimes anniversaries. Forget what some people have done and sacrificed to us. Surely a reminder is placed upon our hearts from God. Lest thou forget the things which thine eyes have seen, and lest they depart from thy heart all the days of thy life. Teach them. Teach them. Teach them to your children, to their children, to their children. Why? Lest thou forget. This morning, I want to surely remind you to pray for our nation. And to also pray for those that are directing the affairs of this nation. Pray that God may bless America. But I want to suggest to you in connection with this statement, lest thou forget. Let us never forget the one who is above all the heroes that's in this world. Let us never forget Jesus Christ, our Lord. We remember and thankful for those who have helped us in this life. But my friend, may we never be a people that forget the one that can save us eternally with God. I love to sing that song. Do you know my Jesus? A lot of people call His name. A lot of people say they're followers of Him. And yet, when you ask them to give you a scripture for a lot of the things they do, they have forgotten. They have forgotten that we speak where the Bible speaks. That we remain silent where the Bible is silent. And the Jesus of the Bible is really not known by those who will not listen to what God says, but will have their way and not the Lord's. Do you know Jesus? If you do one single thing in religion that Jesus did not authorize, you know not Him. Not the Bible. Jesus, the Bible. Why? Listen to what Jesus said. Not everyone that saith unto me, Lord, Lord, so it's not enough to call Him Lord, Lord, shall enter into the kingdom of heaven. Why, Lord? Because they're lacking something. But he that doeth the will of my Father which is in heaven. Would you look at that? That's old-fashioned. That's as old as the Bible. Jesus is simply saying, it's not enough for us to say, Lord, Lord, call me Lord, Lord. But not do the will of the Father which is in heaven. Many will say to me in that day, they'll call me Lord. They'll even emphasize that by calling me Lord twice. Lord, Lord, have we not prophesied in thy name? Question. How can a man prophesy in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ if he knows not Jesus and is not telling what Jesus says? and in thy name have cast out devils, and in thy name done many wonderful works. In the eyes of men it may appear to be wonderful and good. But the Jesus of the Bible says, I'll say to you, depart from me. Why? Then will I profess to them, I don't even know you. Depart from me, ye that work iniquity. Take that verse. Think about that verse. The Jesus of the Bible has all authority from God. Let's illustrate. He instituted the Lord's Supper, and he tells us, do this to remember me. In Luke 22, verse 19, he took bread, he gave thanks, and broke it, and gave unto them, saying, this is my body, which is given for you. This do in remembrance of me. Remember me, lest you forget. And then in 1 Corinthians 11, verse 24, and when he had given thanks, he broke it, and he said, take, eat. This is my body, which is broken for you. This do in remembrance of me. Again in 1 Corinthians 11, 25, after the same manner also he took the cup, when he had supped, saying, this cup is the New Testament of my blood. This do ye, as oft as you drink it, in what? In remembrance of me. What does Jesus say? Lest you forget. Remember, this is something I want you to do. Who is he? The Jesus of the Bible. In Matthew 1, beginning in verse 21, and she shall bring forth a son, and thou shalt call his name Jesus, for he shall save his people from their sins. Now all this was done that it might be fulfilled, which was spoken of the Lord by the prophet, saying, behold, a virgin shall be with child, and shall bring forth a son. They shall call his name Emmanuel, which is being interpreted as God with us. Is God with us at O'Neill? Is God with us in this assembly? Is he with you? Is he with me? Are we telling the people what God says about his son? Is his name, the name Jesus, important? When talking about calling his name, Luke 1, 31, behold, thou shalt conceive in thy womb, bring forth a son, and what? Mary, call his name Jesus. To Joseph. Matthew 1:21. She shall bring forth a son. And Joseph, call his name Jesus. I ask you, would anybody dare substitute another name for Jesus Christ? When the Bible says, neither is there salvation in any other, for there is none other name under heaven given among men whereby we must be saved. It's interesting to look in the old Cruden's Concordance. We used to use that a lot, preachers and teachers and all, before the computer came along. You get that Cruden's, old Cruden's Concordance, and Joyce, I know that your dear husband used to do that too. I'll tell you what, Charles, look at that old book. Different people, Cruden's Concordance, first one published in 1737, and it's been continually put forth and published. And what a beautiful thing to know that after the dedication of the author's preference, you'll find, here's what you find, a collection of the names and titles given to Jesus Christ. That's 198 names listed, and each accompanied by a biblical verse. We used to study that way. Take a verse. You look over there, find how many times it's mentioned, what's said about it, put it all together. Then you've got the complete mind of God in it. I want to tell you what. I hope and pray that the Church of Christ, that preachers never forget and members never forget that the authority for everything due must come from the Lord. Listen. In Matthew 28, verse 18 through 20, Jesus came and spake unto them, saying, what did he say? All power is given unto me in heaven and earth. If he's got all authority, nobody else has it. Go ye therefore and you teach all nations. Teach them whatever you want to teach them. Tell them they do whatever they want to. They can worship any way they want to. Huh? Did you read it? Teach all nations, baptize them in the name of the Father and the Son and the Holy Ghost. Got people today used to preach, faithful brethren now, that are standing up and saying, you don't even have to be baptized in order to be saved. Did it change it? God's will changed? Teaching them. What's Jesus saying? Guy and everybody else to teach and preach. You go and you teach, you baptize, and then you teach them to observe all things, not some, everything, all things, whatsoever I have commanded you, and lo, I'm with you always, even to the end of the world. Amen. Will brethren still stand up for that? Will we as brethren forget that statement? Lest we forget, has all authority, and here's what he says for us to do. You know, when it comes to worship, people are saying today we ought to change attitude. I know of a preacher that used to preach, even preach from this pulpit. And I listened to him the other day in his preaching, and standing right by him, there was a guitar. At the end of the service, two people got up from that side, and two people from this side coming up there to engage in instrumental music in worship to God. Lest we forget what? Give me a thus saith the Lord for it. We speak where the Bible speaks. We remain silent where the Bible is silent. Singing? I know of no passage that has been changed that you can give today where a single apostle ever used instrumental music in worship. The Bible says that the word of Christ dwell in you rich in all wisdom, teaching and admonishing one another in psalms and hymns and spiritual songs, singing and making melody in your heart. Not on the harp, not on some instrument, in your heart unto the Lord. I ask you today, why are people today who are Christians leaving what Christ commands and that we are taught to observe? Surely, eating the Lord's Supper, I had a lady one time to call me. She was in the hospital. And she said, would you please bring the Lord's Supper so I could eat the Lord's Supper? It was like on Thursday night. I said, no, ma'am, I can't. Why? Because we eat the Lord's Supper on the first day of the week. Why? That's what the book says. On the first day of the week when the disciples came together to break bread, has God changed that, anybody? You know of any place in the Scriptures that now that's changed and it doesn't make any difference what day that you eat the Lord's Supper, just so long as you're sincere and you're honest with yourself and you feel good about it? What? Giving of our prosperity. When? Upon the first day of the week? Why? Paul said in 1 Corinthians 16, verses 1 and 2, now concerning the collection for the saints, as I've given order unto the churches of Galatia, even so do ye. Upon the first day of the week, let every one of you lay by him in store, as God has prospered him, that there be no gatherings when I come. Lest we forget. Forget what? When the Bible speaks and tells us when to lay by in store. Praying in the name of Jesus. Why, in Colossians 3:17, whatsoever you do in word and deed, do all in the name of the Lord Jesus. How can you do all in the name of the Lord Jesus if you don't even do what He tells you to do when you're to do it? Praying through Mary? Praying through some apostle? Why can't we do it? Because the Bible tells us it's in the name of Jesus, by His authority, that our prayers are to be offered unto God. Preaching the gospel? Getting up here and preaching what men say instead of what God says? You remember in Mark chapter 16, 15 and 16? And then over in 2 Timothy chapter 4, when Paul said to this young evangelist, you preach the word. It's already prescribed. It's already given. I don't have liberty and cannot do anything but do what? preach what God has said. It's the truth. Preach the Word. Be instant in season, out of season. Reprove, rebuke, exhort with all long-suffering and doctrine. For the time will come when they will not endure sound doctrine. And we're hearing echoes today of people saying, we're sick of that conservatism. We're sick of the Word of the Lord. We want our fancy stories. Just like Paul said. They'll heap to themselves teachers having itching ears. They shall turn away their ears from the truth and shall be turned unto fables. Lest we forget. That truly we must just teach and preach God's Word. When I was doing my lesson, I thought, let's make another point here, showing how important it is to listen to Jesus because He is indeed the Son of God. And in Matthew 11:27, all things are delivered unto me of my Father. He called Him His Father. And no man knoweth the Son but the Father. Neither knoweth any man the Father save the Son. And he to whomsoever the Son will reveal Him. John 5:23. That all men should honor the Son even as they honor the Father. He that honors not the Son honors not the Father which has sent Him. John 5:26. For as the Father hath life in Himself, so hath He given to the Son to have life in Himself. Remember at the age of 12? Where was He? He's in the temple. What are they doing? He is busy about His Father's business. They're asking Him questions. And He answers. Why? When His parents found Him, one thing Jesus said, do you not know that I must be about my Father's business? In cleansing of the temple, you've made the house of God into a den of fiends, a den of lions. Thieves. Get it right after a while. Yes, that's my point is simply this. Friend, when God announces that Jesus, at His baptism, that Jesus was His Son, at the transfiguration, Matthew 3:13-17 and Matthew 17:1-5, God said, this is my Son, whom I'm well pleased. Hear ye Him. Is His name important? Oh, listen to this passage. It's so important that heaven writes, through the inspiration of Paul, and being found in fashion as a man, Jesus humbled Himself. He became obedient unto death, even the death of the cross. Wherefore, God hath highly exalted Him and given Him a name which is above every name, that at the name of Jesus, every knee should bow, things in heaven, things on the earth, and things under the earth, and that every tongue should confess that Jesus Christ is Lord. When you do that, remember, you only do what your Lord tells you to do. Why? It's to the glory of God the Father. Wherefore, my beloved, as you have always obeyed, not as in my presence only, but now much more in my absence, work out your own salvation with fear and trembling, for it is God which worketh in you both to will and to do of His good pleasure. Philippians 2:8-12. After the crucifixion of Jesus, the early church began to tell the message of the cross. Focus on Jesus. Proclaimed Him, and the proclaimer became the proclaimed. That's what God wants us to do. The use of His name, so important in John 16:23. Jesus said, if you ask the Father anything in my name, He will give it to you. Tremendous. Jesus is called the Messiah and the Lord, which appears over 700 times. In Luke 5, when Simon was told to drop down the net. And you know what? First he calls him Master. When he pulls in all the fish, then he calls him Lord. And you know why? Because he recognized that only Jesus is Lord of all the fish and the things of this earth. He's called the Logos, or the Word, Jesus Christ, the Word. Lest we forget that He is the only Savior. Lest we forget and do not respect Him and will not obey Him and engage in only those things that He proclaims. He's called the Lamb of God, the Light of the World, the King of the Jews and Rabbi. If Christians can be called by denominational names, which do not honor Christ. Why does the Bible call the early disciples Christians? In Acts 11, verse 26, and the early disciples were called Christians first at Antioch. Agrippa said in Acts 26, 28, almost thou persuadest me to be what? A Christian. 1 Peter 4 and verse 16, if any man suffer, let him, what? Suffer as a Christian. And let him not be ashamed, but glorify God in this behalf. Used to go with mom and daddy. Grandma and grandpa still alive. It was good to go and sit on those hard benches sometimes. Sing, worship, and what a joy it was. Wish I could do it again. It hadn't changed. Friend, it's you. It's me. When we look at the service, I was glad when they said to me, let us go into the house of the Lord. But then we see in our country today, practicing for marriage, not living together, not marriage. Marriage between same-sex couples. Husband's not the head of the wife, and some men want to look like women, and some women want to look like men. And look what mothers do. I tell you what, it's a shame when people forget what God has told us. This hurts me to read it, but I want you to think about it. It was October the 2nd, and it's called The Life of the Unborn. Today my life began. My parents do not know it yet. I'm as small as the pollen of a flower, but it is I already. I will be a girl. I will have blonde hair and blue eyes. October 19th. I've grown a little, but I am still too small to do anything by myself. My mother does everything for me, although she still does not know she is carrying me under her heart. October 23rd. My mouth is just now beginning to open. Must think it is a year or so. I'll be laughing, and later I'll start to talk. My first word will be Mama. October 25th. Today my heart began to beat. It will beat softly for the rest of my life, never stopping after many years. It will stop because I'll die. November the 2nd. I'm growing continually. My arms and legs are taking shape, but I must wait a long time before these tiny legs will raise up for me to be put in my mother's arms. Tiny fingers are beginning on November the 12th. The form of my hands. One day, I'll stroke my mother's hair and I'll tell her how nice she is to me. November the 20th, only today, the doctor told my mother, I'm living under the heart. How happy she must be. Are you really happy, Mother? November the 25th, my mama and daddy are probably thinking of a name for me. They don't even know I'm a little girl. December 13th, my hair is growing. My eyes are almost fully developed, although the lids are still shut. More than anything, I really want to see my mother. December the 24th, my fingers and toes are fully formed. Even my nails are beginning to develop. December the 26th, I wonder if my mother hears the delicate beat of my heart. My heart is healthy. It beats an evenly. You shall have a healthy daughter, Mother. On December the 28th, my mother had an abortion and killed me. America, what's wrong? Lest we forget. It's time. Time for us all to say, I'll speak where the Bible speaks. I'll remain silent where the Bible is silent. I'll stand up for Jesus Christ. I'll seek to do His will because I want to please the one who loves me and cares for me. I told my class that I wanted them to underline and circle. We're studying the book of Lamentations. Lamentations chapter 4 and verse 10. Judah had been so sinful. They had been carried away into Babylonian captivity. I want to tell you what, friend, it was so bad that Jeremiah, as he pens Lamentations 4 and verse 10, Jeremiah said, mothers were even boiling their children and eating their children's own flesh. Can that happen? Would a mother do that? Would a mother in America bring about the death of a small, precious child that God had given her? We couldn't have any children there, and I couldn't. We would have given everything we had to be able to have a child. We adopted two children. We're grateful for that. Little children that are not wanted, somebody wants them. Will we listen to God? Lest we forget. Lest we forget. Who will remember Jesus? Knowing the true Jesus. Who will remember the truth about the church? Who will remember the home as God designed it? And who will remember a nation built on and in God we trust? In conclusion this morning, I call upon everybody to listen to God in Jeremiah 6 and verse 16, where Jeremiah says, ask for the old paths and walk therein, but don't be like these people to whom that was said. They said, we will not. Righteousness exalted the nation, but sin is a reproach to any people. Proverbs 14, verse 34. Elders, listen to the great shepherd of the sheep. Deacons, be busy working the work of God. Preachers, preach the word. Teachers, teach the word of God. Christians, stand up for Jesus by living for Him, knowing what He has to tell us, lest we forget. Lest we forget. God loves us. He's manifested that. Are we willing to walk in the paths that He's given us? There is a way that seemeth right unto a man, but the end thereof are the ways of death. Jeremiah 10 and verse 23. On this great Memorial Day, we remember all of those that are sacrificed for us. But there was one who went all the way to the cross. He died that ignominious death. That suffering was so real. His name is Jesus. Lest we forget. Lest we forget. May we always walk humbly and obediently in His will. If you're here this morning, you're not a Christian. He teaches us to teach what He's taught. He that believeth and is baptized shall be saved. He that believeth not shall be damned. Mark 16, 15 and 16. If you're a Christian, you haven't lived faithfully in the service of the Lord, He tells you what to do. Ask God to forgive you. Let us pray with you and for you. Yes, a great, wonderful holiday season. And we remember. Remember those who've given their lives for us. But we remember the greatest of all, Jesus Christ. May we always be faithful and true to Him. Your subject's invitation is Jesus that is inviting you. Won't you come and obey Him while together we stand and while we sing.